You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 16 minutes to 9 o'clock, and we're going to return now to where it all began, because China continues to report a drop in new cases of coronavirus. Indeed, in a bid to reduce the risk of a second wave of infections, the country has cut many international flights. And as we know here, it's also exporting personal protective equipment. The first of 10 consignments of PPE arrived in Dublin yesterday in an overall deal worth 208 million euro. The Chinese ambassador to Ireland is Hui Jiangdong, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Can we talk first of all about the situation now in China? Why has the country decided that it needs to introduce restrictions against people arriving there?
Yeah, this, you know, in the past few weeks, we have seen more and more cases which are imported. So I think that in the past 2 or 3 weeks, there are more than 700 imported cases. So this is a very concerning for us, because if we don't put a strict control on those imported cases, that could mean that it will be more transmission again. So we have to take cautious and very strict measure cut off the transmission chain from the imported cases.
The outbreak, as we know, started in the city of Wuhan. What is life like there now? Is it back to normal?
I think that it's not 100% normal, but it's getting back step by step, day by day.
Now, we know that a significant number of flights carrying personal protective equipment are due to arrive here over the coming days, flights from China. Have you been involved in those negotiations?
I myself and my staff in the embassy are all involved in this. We're helping to coordinate between the HAC procurement department with supplies there in China, and we also will help to arrange the landing slot for the charter flights of Aer Lingus, because I think that the airports there in Beijing and Shanghai are terribly busy with all the cargo flights from abroad.
This is a huge order, and obviously the country is dealing with many, many huge orders at the moment. If Ireland needs to buy more PPE, will that be possible?
I think that the supply chain there in China is under huge pressure, but we will do our best to meet the demand from all over the world. We will try our best. But we are the largest supplier of PPE in the world, but there are some other suppliers out of China. So I think that it needs the hard work of all the suppliers in the world.
People may have seen reports over the past few days from the Netherlands. The government there is saying that some face masks it imported from China, that there was a problem with them. Can you reassure people that that won't be the case here?
I think that the HSE procurement departments are working closely with the suppliers there in China. I think that we will try our best, do our best together to make sure that all the PPE will be abide by the standards.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the line this morning. That was the Chinese ambassador to Ireland, Hui Jiangdong.